And you could sit somewhere on a bench in a park and you watch. And to the mind, it looks an insignificant event. The mind even says, sitting there, this isn't solving my problems. The mind will try to come in and remind you of what your problems are sometimes. The old movement tries to come back in, and you see that, and you come back to the freedom of being free of the conditioned. Now, you may sometimes, especially as this state begins to arise in you, it may be short-lived at first before mind comes in again, or as you sit there in that state, certain thoughts may drift in and out. And they are recognized as thoughts, perhaps labels again. But you are no longer totally in it. You allow it to be. You recognize it as just thought. It's no longer a problem. And then there's a space again between the next thought, between that thought and the next thought. And so we are talking about this right now in the context of a neutral, non-problematic situation. You're in a park, or you're sitting at home in your familiar room, and you're sitting in a chair, and you simply look around in the state of clear, innocent, non-labeling perception. And then something else happens. You suddenly realize two dimensions. One is the objects that are appearing in your consciousness, the sense objects, perception. And then you sense the field of aware presence, still, but awake, highly awake, the field of aware presence in which those sense perceptions appear. You are aware of that and that which appears. In other words, you are aware, conscious of awareness, conscious of consciousness, and that which appears in consciousness. Knowing that none of that which appears in consciousness is the essence of who you are, but consciousness itself is who you are. But in every form, that essence is also concealed. So the other statement, the seemingly contradictory statement that everything you see is you, is also true. The two, this is how it works, they are both true. None of that which appears in consciousness is you, and everything is you. But the essence of you, of I, is the field of aware presence. And you are free. You know yourself as that. Then the world is not threatening anymore, the world of form. Nor is it that attractive anymore. It's just, it's beautiful as it is. But it doesn't threaten your sense of self, nor does it promise to enhance your sense of self anymore. And now you can relax with the world, because you don't feel threatened by it or enhanced by it, because you are beyond it. And this is why, funny story to illustrate this,